Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two things you need to know this morning. It's a cold start, but we have warming temperatures on the way starting tomorrow. And then this afternoon, a few scattered showers, but more rain on the way this week. I'll show you how much we could see coming up.
Also, police are looking for this man who they say should be considered armed and dangerous. The search is on after a shooting at a Smithfield apartment complex that left a person dead.
This morning, we'll get an update on efforts to stop crime in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, more on how city leaders are working to keep you and your family safe.
Also now at 6, polls are opening in many communities across New Hampshire for today's primary. That's after traditional handful of midnight votes in Dixville Notch. They all went to Nikki Haley. We'll talk about that coming up. Thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for NHU.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. That was an open and closed case there pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's a neat little history, a neat little tradition that they do. We'll get into that in just a moment. But we're just opening up your Tuesday here. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A little bit warmer than yesterday.
You know, it's as much as 10 to 15 degrees warmer. That sounds great, right? But you remember yesterday, we started off in the teens. So 33 now as you're stepping out the door in the Triangle area. This is a live look at Franklinton. It is dry and quiet right now, but we are seeing clouds thickening up across the region. And we'll see some showers starting right around lunchtime. It's 36 in Southern Pines, 30 in Goldsboro, 32 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and South Hill right now. And that does put us anywhere from 10 to almost 20 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday still. And it's a cold start out there. Some cloud cover thickening up as we get through the morning. Right around lunchtime, we see some light rain that starts to push into the area. So if you're going to be out and about at lunchtime, you may need a raincoat or an umbrella. That's out of here for the most part by the time we get to the evening commute. But that is just sort of the appetizer to what we have coming up this week. We have a chance of rain in our forecast every day between now and Sunday, and I'll show you which days look the wettest coming up. Our temperatures this afternoon will be close to normal in the low 50s. I'll show you when we hit 70s coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning. It is 6:01, and on your Tuesday morning, we are looking pretty good. Beltline looking good, 540 looking good. If you're using 40 this morning between Johnson County into the Raleigh area or over to the RTP area, we're not seeing any problems out there on the roadways at this point. We'll continue to monitor things and let you know if that changes. Beltline at Glenwood Avenue right now. Things are looking good right now in both directions.
All right, thanks, Brett. New this morning, police in Smithfield want you to be on the lookout for this man here. At about 1:30, they released this photo of 20-year-old Marquise McCain. They say he's responsible for shooting and killing someone at an apartment complex on Monday. And WRAL's Laura Levine is at the Smithfield Police Department this morning. And Laura, police say McCain should be considered armed and dangerous.
Absolutely. Good morning, Michelle. Yes, standing here outside the police department, I can tell you at this hour, he is still on the run. Smithfield police here sharing new details overnight in this case that left one person dead. I want you to take a closer look at this photo again. This is Marquise McCain. Police say he is wanted for first degree murder. He was last seen wearing a hoodie. This crime scene video paints a very clear picture of just how intense the investigation began. Several officers responded to K Drive just before 5 p.m. that is yesterday for calls of a disturbance. They blocked off the Johnson Court apartments after finding a person shot dead inside. Neighbors were seen standing outside, clearly shaken up over what took place. A Broadcastify radio traffic reveals a local taxi company may have unknowingly taken the murder suspect to this apartment complex.
Witnesses on scene are advised he arrived in a Spanish taxi. Possibly he left that way, so if Columbia units could keep their eyes open for a Spanish taxi.
And officers did clarify that it was a taxi company coming out of Selma. We will continue to stay on top of this story, but again, McCain should be deemed armed and dangerous. Anyone with any information should call police. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Smithfield.
Raleigh city leaders want to make downtown more safe for you and your family, and today we'll get an update on those efforts. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is downtown this morning, and Kelsey, this comes after we have seen an uptick in violent crime downtown over the past 6 months.
Jeff, we've been telling you about this. Some of you at home may have seen this or experienced this for yourselves. Crime in downtown Raleigh. So right now, we're in Glenwood South this morning. This is an area where there's been an increase in crime. And today, city leaders will get an update, a look at how the city's recent efforts to stop crime downtown are working. WREL's data tracker dug into crime trends last year. They tracked crime in the area between the Warehouse District and Moore Square downtown. Between January and August, Raleigh police reported 216 assaults in that area alone. Since we've seen this uptick in crime, the city has upped security. Last month, armed security was placed around the Go Raleigh station near Moore Square. They patrol there every day from 4 a.m. till midnight. This morning, city leaders will talk about new strategies, new ways to prevent crime downtown, and that meeting is scheduled for this morning at 11:30. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news, the first votes of the New Hampshire primary are in. Nikki Haley took all six votes in the midnight balloting in the tiny town of Dixville Notch. The town is historically the first to cast its votes, with a tradition dating back to 1960. The polls open at midnight and close just minutes later. And 22 delegates are up for grabs today in New Hampshire in the head-to-head race between Haley and Donald Trump. The state could provide the best opportunity for Haley to gain ground on Trump, who has been the clear frontrunner in the race. It could be a make or break for Haley, who is aiming for an extremely strong finish. She is pushing for independent voters to come out and support her. For Trump, a strong showing could be a sign the Republican Party is solidifying behind him. Former challengers Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott have all endorsed him. And coming up on today, Meet the Press moderator Kristen Welker will offer insight on what's ahead for the candidates, as Steve Kornacki will break down the final New Hampshire polls. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, the Apex Town Council plans to honor the memory of two women shot and killed in an Apex neighborhood last week. Mayor Jock Gilbert, writing on social media, posting this message: 1 week ago, our community suffered the tragic loss of Nancy Taylor and Gabriel U. Raymond. Today, we continue to mourn and make steps of healing together. Mayor Gilbert says at the beginning of today's Apex City Council meeting, there will be a moment of silence. The mayor is also requesting the Hunter Street Tower be lit in purple as a symbol of honor and healing. Tonight's Apex Town Council meeting starts at 6.
Newbern Avenue is reopened this morning east of downtown Raleigh after a gas leak had it shut down for hours Monday. Dominion Energy crews got that leak fixed just before 10:30 last night. The utility says construction workers unaffiliated with Dominion hit that line near Clarendon Crescent around 2 Monday afternoon. It's right near Enloe High School and Apple Tree Daycare. The daycare was evacuated as a precaution. No one was hurt.
Going to a high school basketball game in Wake County might soon require a clear bag instead of a purse. A Wake County School Board committee is planning to discuss the policy change proposal today. It would be for all spectator events. That means plays and concerts as well. Millbrook High started requiring clear bags and made several other changes after a student was found with a loaded gun in his jacket at a basketball game. The board is considering some exceptions for things like medical devices. You can find out more about the proposal on the education section of WREL.com. We will be following the meeting this afternoon as well.
Some students at Shaw University don't have hot water this morning. A spokesperson for the university says students at Dimple Newsome Dormitory lost the heat and water. The heating was restored Monday, but there's no timetable for when the hot water will be restored. The spokesperson said the boiler system has to cycle through the tanks to get that hot water back into the dorm.
Friends and family are grieving the deaths of four teenagers killed in a deadly high-speed crash in Johnston County. We first brought you the story as breaking news yesterday. Police say the driver, 17-year-old Alan Lockamy. Lockamy was a student at Smithfield Selma High School. Three passengers, 16-year-old Samaj Williams and 17-year-old Freddie Saris and Christopher Jackson, were also killed. A state highway patrol trooper clocked their car at 104 miles per hour minutes before that crash. A memorial at the crash site is growing this morning. We have reached out to family and friends, but they are not ready to speak at this time.
This morning, state lawmakers will grill one of Governor Roy Cooper's cabinet members over hurricane recovery efforts. Republicans have slammed Cooper's handling of hurricane relief for years. He came into office just months after Hurricane Matthew hit the state in 2016, followed by Hurricane Florence in 2018. Both storms were among the worst in recorded history. Millions of dollars, though, have gone unspent for years, even as thousands of North Carolinians wait on help to rebuild their homes. For more on the hearing, you can follow today's coverage at WRAL.com. Durham leaders, meantime, are looking for your thoughts on how the city's upcoming budget should be prioritized. A community conversation on the budget is planned tonight from 6 to 8. It's happening at the Durham Armory on Foster Street. This will be the third in a series of three in-person forums. There will also be a virtual meeting on January 30th.
A visit from President Biden to a family dinner table is giving lifelong memories to a Raleigh family. How a teenager who is part of the meal says he will remember the president forever.
A pair of NBA stars both light up the scoreboard on the same night. The record-breaking performances that haven't been seen in the NBA since the 70s.
And an interesting 7-day forecast. We're starting to warm up, but it's also going to become much wetter. I'll show you which days look the wettest this week coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Starting off with a little bit more cloud cover out there this morning and not as cold as it was yesterday. At the bus stop this morning, we're looking at temperatures near freezing. So, you know, you'll see the kids all bundled up. But yesterday morning, we had widespread temperatures in the teens. And so we don't have that to deal with. It will be a fairly mild afternoon. We'll see cloudy skies, 51. But we also have the potential for some scattered showers. So I think that for the most part, the bulk of the rain may be over by the time the kids are getting off the bus in the afternoon. But take a look at when we're most likely to see some of those showers, right around lunchtime. So if you happen to have some meetings or that sort of thing, you have to be out and about at lunchtime, you may want to take along your umbrella. What we end up seeing should be fairly light, but we do have days and days in a row with chances for rain. I'll show you when it looks the wettest. Coming up, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. We are delay-free coming in and out of Raleigh on all of our major routes. That's good news here at 614. And so far, so good over in the Durham area this morning. All of our major routes delay-free. Not seeing any major incidents out there on the roads. We're going to continue to check back in with you. Here's our live look at I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. Things flowing pretty good in that stretch of I-40 right now. Let's go over to Michelle McConaughey. Michelle, you have a cool story about a family meeting the president.
I do, Brett. A Raleigh family still getting a lot of attention after a personal visit from the president. 13-year-old Carter Fitz and his 15-year-old brother Christian got the education of their lives last Thursday. President Biden's team brought cookout food to the family's table and shared stories. Christian recorded the experiences on his TikTok page and shared his greatest memories.
He was cool. He's just a good guy. He has a lot of stories to tell. He's easy to talk to, so I wasn't like nervous eating with him. He made me feel comfortable. You know, questions just like, how do you like to run for president? Like, why do you keep doing it?
And the president also posted pictures of the visit to his own social media channels. How cool is that?
Pretty neat. A man accused of killing seven people at two mushroom farms in California last year will be in court today. Chun-Li Zhao is facing seven counts of murder and another count of attempted murder for the Half Moon Bay shootings. A grand jury indicted him Friday. Investigators say Zhao had worked with the victims at each farm, and they've characterized the shootings as a case of workplace violence.
In India, huge crowds of thousands of people are flocking to see the new Ram Hindu temple. It opened to the public hours after Prime Minister Narendra Modi consecrated it Monday in a controversial move. Temple management say they expect to see about 100,000 visitors each day for the next few months. For decades, the site of the temple was bitterly contested between Hindus and Muslims. In 1992, a Hindu mob destroyed a mosque that had stood there since the 16th century. That led to nationwide riots that killed 2,000 people, mostly Muslims.
Fans of high-scoring NBA action had plenty to cheer about Monday night. Joel Embiid scored 70 points to set a new Philadelphia 76ers record and lead his team to a win over San Antonio. At the same time, Karl Anthony Towns scored 62 points for his Minnesota Timberwolves. That set a new team record as well. Not enough for his team to win, though. They fell to Charlotte. It is only the fourth time in NBA history, first time in 45 years, two players scored more than 60 points in games on the very same night. those numbers rising like our temperatures right now. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. With those temperatures going up, though, comes with the downside. We're going to have some wet weather the next few days.
You know, if you're just looking at the numbers, you may be looking forward to these 60s and 70s. But we'll also have a lot of cloud cover and rain on and off, too. We'll take a live look at Durham. It is quiet right now. It is dry. As we take a look at the lawn here in front of the DPAC, when the sun comes up, you'll see some cloud cover. And that will just continue to thicken up as we get through the day today. 32 in South Hill, 32 Rocky Mount, 33 in the Triangle, 37 Fayetteville, 36 in Southern Pines. These temperatures are definitely what we would consider cold, but it's about 15 to 20 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. We had widespread temperatures in the teens. So we're beginning our warm up, even though, yes, it does feel cold. Take a look at what's happening just to our west and south. Big slug of moisture coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Some warmth with this. We have a little disturbance here to the south. It's going to swing through and bring us a little bit of light rain for today and again tomorrow. We have rain in the forecast every single day from today all the way until Monday, but we're not likely to see each day equal. We're going to see the system setting up, and we're going to see waves of rain that roll through it. So we're starting to see that Gulf moisture now streaming up through the Mississippi Valley and pushing into our area, and we're really going to start to feel it a little later on today. Lots of cloud cover developing across the area right now. We will see the potential for some scattered light rain around lunchtime, starting at around 11 o'clock, maybe ending at around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Should be drier by the time we get to the evening commute, but we'll repeat that again on Wednesday. Here's a look at Wednesday, 5 o'clock. You can see some showers that show up, especially back to our west. We're going to see by Thursday at 5 o'clock some showers that start to move in. We'll see some rain overnight and into early Friday. There's Friday at 7 a.m., so it may be a fairly wet start. Friday looks like it's going to be a relatively wet day. This front sets up over us at the end of the week, and more waves ride along it. So Friday night into Saturday, you can see Saturday looks wet, and then again Saturday night, but it looks like this last bit of it may pull out by Sunday morning. How much rain? I mean, it seems like a lot of different waves of rain moving through. Right now, we're looking at about an inch to maybe 2 inches covering the entire period. So some of that rain's not going to be very heavy. We will have a few time periods where it is, but right now, I wouldn't expect that we would see a lot of flooding. Definitely warm temperatures to go with it. 73 on Thursday, 74 on Friday. Temperatures are back into the 60s over the weekend. So the temperatures will be warm, but of course, you know what that means, Brett. No snow.
No snow, which is, again, what I don't like. So I'm okay with it. But I like the warm temperatures. I'll take the rain if we get a get rid of this cold.
Yes.
It's been really cold.
It has been.
I'm done with puffy jacket weather. Anyway, let's take a look at traffic. Right now, all green across the board, which is really good. 440 looking good. We are not seeing any incidents out on the roadways right now. If you're taking US 70 into like South Saunders Street area, not seeing any delays there. Maybe hit a couple stoplights. That's about it right now. Here's I-885 at Ellis Road. We're seeing traffic flowing in both directions. Pretty good on the Durham Freeway so far this morning. Pretty much delay free right now. Looks like that may be 1 minute if you are traveling northbound on the Durham Freeway at this point this morning.
Thanks, Brett. The Georgia district attorney who's prosecuting Donald Trump is facing some trouble of her own. The allegations she's now facing about an improper relationship with a special prosecutor in the case.
An Applebee's date night promotion draws an immediate response. The quick sellout of these special passes coming up in What's Trending.
And as we head to break, here's your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Jennifer Hudson and rapper Common confirmed their relationship in a very unique, special way.
It's out. It happened as Hudson interviewed Common on her talk show. Common was the guest on the Jennifer Hudson show Monday, and Hudson asked if he's dating anyone. He said he is, and she has an EGOT, and she won an Oscar on her first movie. She's a talk show host, of course, all descriptions of Hudson, and she's sitting right there. Common said he and Hudson wanted to have a little fun in going public with their relationship.
I love that so much. Yeah. I mean, they're two superstars coming together to date. But he said, you know, she makes me so incredibly happy. She is my happy place. He's just so excited to be dating her. And I think that's so sweet because sometimes when you get two powerhouses together, doesn't always work. They clash a bit. But you know what? They're on common ground.
Yeah, look at you. See what you did. I like the way they did it. You know, just first, yeah. They on their own terms.
Yeah.
Made their announcement.
I love it.
In a fun way.
Yeah, I love it. All right, well, it seems Applebee's is a hot option for dates. The restaurant's new date night subscription sold out yesterday in 30 seconds. Not 30 minutes, 30 seconds. Whoa. The pass gives customers $30 off dozens of meals through 2025. They sold for $200 a piece. Applebee's did not say how many were available, but it says tens of thousands of people tried to get one.
Yeah, and they got stood up on date night.
Yeah.
because the 30 seconds, are you kidding me?
Yeah, people wanted it. I mean, listen, Applebee's is a great place.
Well, it's marketing genius, right?
Yes.
Because A, we're talking about it, and B, now everybody wants honey pepper chicken tenders.
And the milkshakes.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, the milkshakes, that song. Yeah.
Okay. In just about 90 minutes, the names of four movies are expected to be heard a lot as nominations for this year's Academy Awards get announced. Oppenheimer, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Poor Things, all expecting to get several nominations. All four movies are expected to be contenders for Best Picture, but could also pick up directing and acting nominations as well, among others. The announcement of the nominees will get started at 8 o'clock this morning.
The winter edition of Triangle Restaurant Week is underway. More than 50 restaurants are participating. Many of them will offer three-course menu options. Pricing is $15 for a three-course lunch and $25 to $50 for a two- to three-course dinner. You can visit the restaurant's websites to view their hours and the days they plan to offer these special menus.
This morning, we'll get an update on efforts to prevent crime in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, how city leaders are working to keep you and your family safe.
And today's the day we start to move into our warmer and wetter pattern. We'll have a chance for some light rain this afternoon. I'll walk you through that and show you which days of the next week look the wettest coming up.
And today, people in New Hampshire are casting votes that will be crucial for the Republican presidential nomination. We'll have a live report from the state where many polling places opened in the last half hour.